sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
This 10th day of May brings us to a very special episode of Always with Christ, for today is the feast of the Ascension of our Lord. So let us, in our pursuit of joy, hear the words of St. Luke as he tells us of this event. And then let us hear the words of St. Leo, who helps us to understand how to apply this great truth in our own life. Here beginneth the Acts of the Apostles. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. From a homily by St. Leo. After the blessed and glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherein was raised up in 3 days that true temple of God, which had been destroyed by the impiety of Jewry, there came by God's providential ordering a season of 40 days, the annual commemoration of which endeth on this day. The original great 40 days, dearly beloved, were spent by the Lord in profitable instruction for our benefit. On this wise his bodily presence was still given to the earth during all those 40 days, that our faith in his resurrection might be armed with all needful proofs. For the death of Christ had troubled the hearts of many of his disciples. Their thoughts were sad when they remembered his agony upon the cross, his giving up of the ghost, and the burial in the grave of his lifeless body, and so a sort of hesitation had begun to weigh on them. Hence the most blessed apostles and all the disciples, who had been fearful concerning the death on the cross and doubtful of the trustworthiness of the report of Christ's resurrection, were so strengthened by the clear demonstration of the truth that when they saw the Lord going up into the heights of heaven, they sorrowed not, nay, they were even filled with great joy, and in all verity it was a mighty and unspeakable cause of rejoicing for all the holy multitude of believers when they perceived that the nature of mankind was thus exalted above all creatures, even the heavenly spirits, so as to pass above the ranks of angels and to be raised beyond the heights of the archangels. For on this wise they perceived no limit was set upon the uplifting of that nature short of the right hand of the eternal Father, where it was to be sharer of the throne and partaker of his glory. And nevertheless it was still nothing more than that nature of man which the Son hath taken upon him. Therefore, dearly beloved, let us also rejoice with fitting joy, for the ascension of Christ is exaltation for us. And whither the glory of the head of the church is passed in, thither is the hope of the body of the church called on to follow. Let us rejoice with exceeding great joy and give God glad thanks. This day is not only the possession of paradise made sure unto us, but in Christ our head we are actually entering into the heavenly mansions above. Through the unspeakable goodness of Christ, we have gained more than we ever lost by the envy of the devil. For those whom our venomous enemy cast down from the happiness of their first estate, these same hath the Son of God made to be of one body with himself, and hath given them a place at the right hand of the Father, with whom he liveth and reigneth in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that like as we do believe thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we may also in heart and mind thither ascend, and with him continually dwell, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.